right, we continue on here in Zurich at the European Gold Forum, and this is a company that's doing a lot of great work in Guyana, lots of drilling and gold exploration happening in this area of the world right now. But this company we've never featured on the podcast, at least not that I can remember in the last 7 years of the pod. We're welcoming in Reunion Gold. They do trade on the Venture Exchange with RGD and on the OTCQX with RGDFF. And I'm happy to welcome in Mr. Doug Flegg, the business development advisor for the company. Doug, welcome to Mining Stock Daily.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, listen, let's get a general overview of what's going on in Oko West, because this area, like I said, is just, there's a lot of activity happening in Guyana right now. So you maybe give us a sense of what you're going after and really adding on to what I see, like 4 million ounces of gold in the latest resource.
Yeah, so it's a very exciting new discovery. We made the discovery in 2020 with trenching and geochem, small initial program, drill program, and then followed up by delineation drilling in July of 2021. 30 months later, we announced our upgraded resource, which is 4.3 million ounces of indicated at over 2 grams, and another 1.6 million ounces of inferred at almost 2.6 grams. So it's a really it's a very user-friendly company when it a country sorry when it comes comes to mining, very supportive. The mine or the deposit itself, we are moving along rapidly through production. We are well capitalized, and we have a very strong management team to move this along, including a partnership that we have with G Mining Services to help us with both engineering and construction right through to commissioning.
Very good. So you did publish that latest resource back in February. Since then, the drilling has continued. In fact, really nice widths, good grades. You intersected almost 40 meters of 5.27 grams per ton gold in the latest highlight drill result. What is the drilling strategy here, post resource, and what are you looking to add here in 2024?
So there's a few aspects to the drilling we have underway now with 8 rigs. Five of them basically are doing the infill drilling on the inferred part of the resource that we announced, most of which is converting the underground resources, so from inferred to indicated. And in doing that, in the infill drilling, we've been finding as we infill drill that we're discovering some higher grade areas. So that was that hole that you mentioned, which we just put out, was a hole in block 6 further to the south that we hit that hole. So we're very encouraged by that and hopeful that we continue to hit more of these sort of high grade zones as we continue to drill out the underground at lower spacings, or, closer spacings. So that's one aspect of it. We have some geotech drilling that's going on as well. And then we're also doing some exploration work to try and find some satellite deposits. So we had been drilling a promising area to the west of the project that's related to some geochem work we had done and some historic alluvial mining in that area. And we've moving the rigs to the southern portion. So the resource we have is located on the contact of a granite and a volcanic unit that's structurally sheared and folded. Same contact the G2 Goldfields has their 2 million ounce resource on. We have another 4 kilometers of that contact to the south, so we're just starting work on that. We have a couple of very promising targets down there that are coincident IP anomalies with also a geochem anomaly going across it as well. So we're pretty excited about that. We're drilling that. And then we're also in a position now that we're sort of catching up on our work on Oko West, that we're looking at acquiring other projects close to Oko And also a couple of other other projects we have our eyes on in other areas of Guyana, and a couple in Suriname as well. So we're trying to, as we move forward through the feasibility study, permitting, and construction, we're trying to kind of rebuild our exploration optionality so that we have a lot of news coming there.
Well, this area of the world's kind of ripe for some consolidation, more or less, right? I mean, there's a lot of work going on, smaller companies. Anybody could take a look at this and be like, this could get put into a bigger package, and you're talking automatically tier one type jurisdiction.
Yeah, if you look at our existing resource at this point, you know, over 4 million ounces of indicated and 1.6 of inferred. I mean, you're getting that snack bracket that is of interest. You know, there were metallurgical recoveries in the mid-90s, you know, good grades over 2 grams in a pit. I mean, those types of things are going to be of interest to, you know, existing producers that are looking to build out their portfolio. Very friendly mining jurisdiction. The government is very supportive, and this project is moving along very rapidly. So you know, we're looking, you know, from when we started drilling it out in July of 21 to first production in early 2027. You know, roughly 6-year period. The industry average is 16. And a couple of the reasons why we're able to do that, one is a very supportive government with a straightforward permitting regime, but also the project itself is a very strong project. Good parameters, as I said, good recoveries, good grades. Very similar to, you know, Newmont's Marion and the Rosebel project, and back in the day, the Omai project, in terms of how it's going to be mined and what the, you know, the metallurgy is and the mills and all that. So it's all a known quantity, and so you don't have to do any original work on it, so as to speak. I mean, it's all pretty straightforward, and so moving ahead very quickly.
Yeah. You did mention supportive jurisdiction. In fact, the president of Guyana made made news here in the last couple of weeks, having some strong words with the media here. I mean, I think it did just kind of show you how supportive not only his administration is and how he is, but really the country's, you know, the backbone of resource development is its key economic driver.
Yeah, there's no question. I think obviously the huge offshore oil discoveries play a big role in what's happening in this country. It's one of the fastest growing economy in the world. You know, multi-billion barrel oil discoveries with only 800,000 people. You know, you can figure that one out. But I think that the country does really seem to have the will to want to do this right, and they don't, you know, they don't want to squander this wealth. They want to, you know, create not just handouts, but they want to, you know, educate people and healthcare, invest in healthcare infrastructure. But they also want to get other industries going, one of which is mining, because the oil business, you know, while it creates a lot of wealth, doesn't necessarily add a lot of jobs,
right.
Whereas the mining business does, and you know, can provide training for those jobs, and it's a well endowed country from a mineral perspective, prospectivity point of view. So they're very supportive and have been very encouraging of us to, you know, continue to move this along.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Oko West continues to move along. You mentioned some, you know, permitting protocol, obviously expansion, resource conversion type of work. Give you a rundown of kind of the management of the equity. You've got 1.2 billion shares outstanding. It's pretty hefty, I think, in most investors' standards. Is there talks about maybe doing some sort of rollback on the back of some more meaningful news, say if Oko gets permitted or some major catalyst along the way?
Yeah, I think, part of the history of this company is, you know, this is probably the third iteration of the company. It initially had a manganese project in it, which was successful, and it's actually being mined now, but it was sold and is being mined by the Chinese. But in, you know, the time between discovery and production, the manganese price fell, you know, drastically. So the company then reincarnated itself as a gold company, found several deposits in French Guiana, but then politics there, you know, turned unfavorable, let's call it. So then started work in Guyana and found this. And David Fennell, the executive chairman, is a big believer that if he's going to come to you and ask you for your money and the project he works on doesn't work out, he thinks he just needs to keep working until he finds something that works and makes you whole. And so that's why there's the explanation why there's so many shares, because he didn't just pack it in, start a new company, put a bunch of seed stock in it and do it again. He wanted to make everybody whole. So that's part of the history. In answer to your question, yeah, we don't believe in consolidating for the sake of consolidating. On the other hand, if we do have a sort of a transformative event, so as you say, maybe it's on a financing with the permits in hand and a fully financed solution to build with good valuation backing, then certainly that's something we'd look at. And the board has actually approved of doing that at the right time.
Okay, something in your back pocket.
Exactly.
When the time is right. Okay, very good. Well, give us a sense of where you're at with this current drill program. How much you have budgeted, and it sounds like we're going to be seeing a lot of drill results.
Yeah, I believe it's around 30,000 meters in the conversion program from infill to indicated, and then I think it's roughly another 10,000 on exploration drilling the rest of the project. Though that will be the success base. There is also a budget to acquire and explore additional projects in Guyana and Suriname. Again, that'll be success based. So if we have success, we'd be prepared to go and raise more money to continue to follow up on those projects.
Okay.
In the meantime, we have enough money in the treasury at this point to fund us. Along with we've got about $25 million in the money warrants, so we've got enough money to, we think we have enough money to fund us through to a construction decision.
Okay, very good. Well, we're going to be following closely. Thank you so much. That is your introduction to Reunion Gold, everybody. They do trade on the Venture with RGD and on the OTCQX with RGDFF. Doug, thanks so much. Enjoy the next couple days.
Thanks, Charles.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.